Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. Well, with wheat harvest around 70% complete across the state, OSU's crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said wheat prices can't really decide what they want to do.
Well, I don't think the wheat market knows where it wants to go. It's just going up and it's just going down. You look, you go back into May, early May, it was $6.95 for harvest delivered wheat. I went up to $8.54. In June, it's been between $7.35 and $8.15, and average $7.71. Right now, it's down just below that $7.70 level. If you look at the numbers around the world, you got world production this year projected to be 29.4 billion bushels. That's a new record. That's better than last year's record, 29 billion. You look at world ending stocks, 9.95 billion. That's up a little bit from 9.8 last year, but it's still below average as far as ending stocks goes. U.S. total wheat production, 1.67 billion bushels. This is the third year in a row that U.S. wheat stocks have been between 1.6 and 1.7 billion. The average is about 1.8, so still below average. Look at ending stocks for the U.S. for all wheat. 525 million bushels, the average 800 million bushels. So we got tight stocks in the U.S. where we're relatively tight in the world, but plenty of wheat out there. So we got adequate wheat around the world, just tight U.S. stocks.
Corn market's also been very volatile.
Well, if you look at corn volatile, just like wheat, you can go back into May, $4.75 for harvest delivered corn. The range in June has been from 0520 to 605. We've seen it just ram that price up and bring it back down relatively fast. Looking at the corn numbers, world for 23-24 marketing year, 48.1 billion bushels, a record. The old record was 45.3. That increased production down in Brazil and the southern hemisphere. You look at ending stocks for the world, 12.4, up from 12.0. U.S. production, 15.3 billion bushels. The old record, 15.1. You look at U.S. ending stocks, 2.3 billion compared to 1.6 average. So relatively high corn ending stocks in the United States, record production around the world and in the U.S., and still relatively high prices, but volatile.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news.
It's the 71st annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show happening July 21st, 22nd in Norman at the Embassy Suites. A tremendous set of speakers, including closing keynoter meteorologist Matt Makins with a long-term weather outlook, including a look at El Nino, Texas rancher Donald Brown, and NCBA President Todd Wilkinson, and many more. Register online at okcattlemen.org. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 21st, 22nd. Norman.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.